Pooh was staring at his pot of honey and getting drowsy, and wondering if it was still his pot of honey, and whose pot of honey it would be if Christopher Robin didn't come, and whether one could train bees to make honey straight into pots, because then they could use the combs to brush their hair without it getting sticky, if bees have hair. And maybe he would leave an empty pot out there just in case. And would it get any hotter? And what would happen if it did? And Pooh's head sank forward, and he uttered a soft sort of snunt, which is halfway between a grunt and a snore. Then, by way of conversation, Owl said,
"Did I ever tell you about my Uncle Robert?"
And although he had told them more than once, more than several times, in fact, Kanga said quickly before he could begin,
"Best not to tire ourselves. Christopher Robin is sure to be here soon."
And Piglet said,
"I expect he had to come a very long way."
"How do you know?"
Rabbit asked. "How long?"
"He may have been delayed by a gorse bush,"
said Pooh.
"They do that sometimes, you know."
"Or a heffalump,"
said Piglet, and shuddered at the thought. Then the sun went behind the only cloud in the sky, and the speckles in the forest went away and came back again, which is what Christopher Robin had done, if you believed the rumour. Then Piglet, a little flustered and a little hungry, explained,
"Christopher Robin has had to come from wherever he's coming from, Rabbit, and it must be a very long way, because if it wasn't, he would be here by now."
Just at that moment, there was a whirring sound and a clickety sound and a pinging sound, and there he was, Christopher Robin, just as he had always been, except that he was riding a bright blue bicycle. Everybody gasped and began chattering at the same time, which is usually quite impolite, but wasn't just then. When Christopher Robin had leaned his bicycle against a tree, he looked at them all and said,
"Hello, everyone. I'm back."
"Hello,"
said Pooh, and Christopher Robin gave him a smile. Owl said,
"A velocipede? I will explain to you the principle upon which..."
Eeyore said,
"A pleasure to see you, Christopher Robin, and I hope you enjoy the tree stump, which is quite warmed up."
Piglet just said, "Oh!" He wanted to say much more, but the words wouldn't form themselves the way he wanted them to, and when they had, it was too late to use them. Roo said,
"There are lots of jellies, Christopher Robin, and me and Tigger made them, and the red ones have got real strawberries in them, but if you want a green one..."
"I'll try them all," said Christopher Robin cheerfully, "but I'll try the red ones first."
Early and late, two smallish friends and relations pulled a cracker, or tried to, and Early let go by mistake, and late toppled over backwards. But Winnie the Pooh gave Christopher Robin a bear hug and said,
"Welcome home, Christopher Robin."
Kanga said,
"You must cut the cake, Christopher Robin."
"And make a wish,"
added Tigger, hopping from foot to foot, which is complicated when you have four. So Christopher Robin made a wish, and everyone cheered and clapped and said, "Welcome home," except Eeyore, who said,
"Many happy returns of the day."
And Christopher Robin felt glad to be back, but a little sad at the same time. Then everybody blew their horns and threw their streamers and pulled their crackers, and Eeyore pulled two, one with his front hoofs and one with his back. And the first one had a motto and a keyring with "A present from Margate" on it, and a paper hat. But the second only had a paper hat. And Christopher Robin said to Pooh,
"I've eaten a lot of jelly and two slices of Kanga's cake, so I don't have room for the honey. I wondered, Pooh, whether you would be kind enough to eat it for me."
And Pooh was kind enough, and did. Then Eeyore said,
"I don't suppose he remembers who I am. Not that it's important. After all, why should he?"